At the time of Jesus, the Pharisees might say this way. Oh, they are Galileans. They must have done something wrong. They deserve God's punishment. Oh, it's not me saying that. It's the Pharisees at the time of Jesus might say this way. It was a popular belief at the time of Jesus, anything with disaster often associated with the punishment for their sins. So Pharisees, religious leaders at the time of Jesus, had no time for sinners. They believed that they should be just be written off. But as we heard from today, we've just heard from the gospel today, Jesus disagreed. And he told them in a story. Today, the parable. So let's talk a little bit more about today's gospel, particularly this parable. So at the time of Jesus, vineyard, it was a very, very special place, normally reserved for vines only. And yet, in his parable, Jesus talks about a fig tree which was planted in a vineyard. I mean, think about it. At the time of Jesus, the soil was so scarce that trees were planted wherever there was soil. And we are talking about vineyard here. We are talking about designated place for vine. And yet, it sounds so strange that there was a fig tree in the vineyard. I hope that you got that idea. So when the audience of today's gospel heard at the time of Jesus, they probably scratched their head and say, that's strange. Why did Jesus talk about fig tree in the vineyard? That's absurd. That's strike one. In addition, in the normal course of events, it takes 3 years for a fig tree to reach maturity. Unlike a vine, it takes a time to get something out of this tree. If by the time it is not fruiting, it is not likely to fruit at all. Such was the case with the tree Jesus was talking about. For 3 years, unlike the other vine, 3 years, the owner had been coming to it and finding it barren. So he came to the conclusion, naturally speaking, that the tree was useless. And he was drawing all this nourishment from the ground, but giving nothing back for now 3 years. So it was a natural decision. It had to go. It was taking up valuable space. And it was taking up all the variable soil. So he told his gardener to get rid of it. But then there's something strange happening here. The gardener, who had a great knowledge of fig trees and was a very patient man, replied, "Sir, give it one more year, and I will dig the ground around it, and then I will put on very good fertilizer. Then, if there are no figs on it this time next year, we'll cut it down." And strangely, the owner of the vineyard agreed. Now that is the end of the parable today. Therefore, we are not told what happened to that fig tree, but it doesn't really matter. Jesus had made his point. Just as the gardener was patient with the fig tree. Guess what? The God is patient with sinners. I often refer to today's gospel passage, today's parable, as the parable of the second chance. Parable of the second chance. God is patient. The history of the church is full of examples of barren fig trees that in time became fruitful. In other words, sinners who repented and became sinners. Well, let's use even today's first reading, the main character of today's first reading, the Moses, who is at the center of today's first reading. He's a wonderful example. As a young man, he had killed another man. He was a murderer. Yet, God did not write him off. True, he had a fiery temper, but there was good in him. He was that rare being, the kind of man who could not stand idly by when he saw an injustice or a crime happening. It was because of this quality that God chose him to lead his people from slavery to freedom, slave from Egypt to promised land. Well, I can go on and on and on, but let's talk about Augustine, St. Augustine, one of the best theologians, philosophers, and one of the greatest saints of all in our church, the Catholic traditions. But you and I know St. Augustine, when he was young, oh Lord have mercy on us, he was not a good man. He was terrible. He did so many things against the sins of flesh. Not only that, intellectually he worshipped the false god. I mean, yet we consider him as one of the best saints in the world. Well, okay, let's use our secular figure. How about Einstein? Einstein was arguably the greatest mind of 20th century. And yet he did not learn to talk until he was 2 years old. His parents were so worried about him that they consulted a doctor. Later, one of his teachers was so disappointed in him that he said, "You will never amount to anything." And as yet, there were no signs of his future greatness, but his parents and teachers had judged him too soon. Some people develop slowly and late, but are all the better for that. My personal story, when I was a teenager, when everybody went to Mass, I refused to go to Mass because I thought that science was the best everything. And in terms of science, this is nonsense. So my mom always looked at me and said, "I wonder what you would become when you grow up. Are you going to go to the Mass in the future? Nope. Are you going to believe in God? Are you going to pray with us? John, it's time for us to pray rosary." Here I am now, talking about God, celebrating the Mass with you. Rest in peace, Mom. I always believe, that's why, I don't know about you, but that's why today's gospel is very important to me. That's why I say to this gospel, it's gospel, the parable of the second chance. And I do believe that, based on my own personal conviction and experience. What such people need is someone to believe in them. Someone to have patience with them. Otherwise, a lot of talent will go down the drain. we tend to be harsh on others until we need a second chance ourselves. And I'm saying this to you based on my own experience and conviction. We must extend to others the kind of patience and leniency we would like for ourselves. But don't get me wrong, the parable also makes it very clear that there's such a thing as a last chance. If people refuse chance after chance, the day finally comes, not when God has shut them out, no, but when they have, by deliberate choice, shut themselves out. If we do not come to Mass, if we do not pray, if we do not believe in God, let's say right now, let's say hypothetically speaking, if I do not practice my faith, what's the guarantee that when God calls me, I miraculously choose God over nothing? If I do not choose God right now, and yet later on, when God calls me, I will miraculously choose God, then not choosing Him. Logically, probably, if I do not choose God now, maybe, most likely, when the moment comes, I will choose something else than God. Third week of Lent is beginning, and now many of us get the rhythm of Lent. We now happen to know that Friday we abstain from eating the meat, and then we somehow tune toward prayer day by day. It looks a lot like we are already tuning into the Lent. Finally, we got in the mode of Lent. Then it's time for us to switch the higher gear to move forward. God is giving us the second chance with patience. And then so are we. If God is patient, then so are we. So this third week, perhaps my suggestion and even challenge to each one of us will be, let's be patient. Let's practice the virtue of patience, especially this week. Today, I was celebrating the Mass at St. Vincent de Paul, 7:30 in the morning, because we had a new ordained deacons, permanent deacons yesterday, and then I happened to be here. I used to be his spiritual director before going to South Korea. So he had a first Mass there. And I was driving and I was coming back. There was one particular car right in front of me, driving very slow. And since I preached yesterday about patience, I was laughing like a crazy. I said, "Lord, okay, this is what you want? Okay, this is what you want. All right, here I am." Trust me, that was very tough. And yet, I practiced patience. I'm going to do my best to practice patience. Lent is not just only about the prayers. It's not all about the abstaining from something else. But also we need to put ourselves into practice. Therefore, my brothers and sisters in Christ, I strongly suggest you, rather I challenge you, let us be patient. How about this 1 week? Let's see that. If you today hear his voice, harden not your heart. We hear this one many, many times during the Lenten season. If today you hear his voice, harden not your heart. You've just heard God's invitation. Let's be patient this week. Let's take advantage of our second chance this week.